have a local nasty. I'm not referring to Joe Bastian, by the way. It's a local folk nasty named the Nain Rouge, which roughly translated, or more polished translation, is the Red Dwarf. And we've had Joe on a number of times to talk about this folk character out of Detroit's 351-year history. And with us to talk about that and a new book that he has out now is Joe Bastian, who is the author of the Nain Rouge books, and he's got a brand new one out. Joe, thanks so much for joining us here on the Internet Advisor.
Oh, thanks for having me back again and again.
Well, the last time we were with you, you were chasing the Nain Rouge out of town.
Yeah, you know what? He keeps coming back, and every year we go after him again.
Hey, just as a quick recap for people who are wondering, what in the world is the Red Dwarf? What does it have to do with Detroit? I gave kind of a thumbnail sketch online there, but very much a thumbnail sketch. Tell folks just a little bit about the Nain Rouge and where that came from and who it is.
Sure. Well, the Nain Rouge is a legend that's been around for over 300 years, and it's French for Red Dwarf, and he appears as a harbinger of doom just before bad events.
Mm-hmm. And you've written, you had a graphic novel that you were involved in and putting online, right?
Yeah, so the graphic novel's been out for a while, and then we actually did three books since 2009. We did the first book that kind of brought the legend back, and then we did the second book and then the third book. And so this novel, we brought all three books together into a single volume, new artwork, new layout, and it's just beautiful. We're really excited about it.
And this was a little guy that offered to kind of help.
That's right.
The founders of Detroit. And
Antoine de Lamotte Cadillac.
Cadillac. And he kind of spurned him. And
he
so
thumbed his nose.
Didn't he cast a spell on the city of Detroit?
Yeah, he actually he cursed the city, which is really interesting because he started, he's actually what, if you wanted to use a fancy term, a genus loci, which means a guardian spirit. And he was a guardian spirit of the region. Hmm. And when Cadillac came and didn't want to play nice with the guardian spirit, then he cursed him, and all that bad energy built up, and until these teenagers had to solve the riddle and try to defeat the Nain Rouge.
No. And that's why the city of Detroit went bankrupt, and so did two of the three car companies here. So, you know, it was all that
trouble about that. But you really, Joe, isn't it? There's been haven't there been real sightings or alleged sightings of the Nain Rouge throughout the history of Detroit?
They're documented sightings. Some of the Free Press and the news have documented sightings over. He was seen when Detroit burned. He was seen at the Battle of Bloody Run. Even as recently, I think just a few years ago, there were some DTE energy workers that saw him just before a major snowstorm.
So, and we see him now every year for the parade. Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about how we celebrate this, because
sure.
The celebration is now coming back in a big way.
Yeah, so the celebration, the parade started actually when the first book came out. Francis Grinnell started the parade, and we ended up, we were kind of running parallel paths. So the third Sunday of March every year, which is the spring solstice, on that Sunday, the Nain Rouge appears, and he's broomed out of the city. We march him out of the city as the symbol of hope and rebirth and renewal. And what's really interesting is there's actually become another faction that is the pro-Nain Rouge that focuses on him as a positive guardian spirit. So
yes.
Really interesting to see, everyone.
Oh, the two forces.
I'm a firm believer that folklore is just a reflection of who we are as a people and who we are as a culture.
Mm.
And so what's nice is this legend, you know, people are beginning, it's getting popular again, and people are beginning to internalize it and interpret it in a modern way.
Shane, Shane, that you were part of that second team, weren't you? The ones that were in favor of him?
Oh, of course I'm in favor of Nain Rouge.
You counter, you're always running counter.
Big, I'm always absent of everything else.
Yeah, there you go. So, they can take and read Joe's book, which is wonderful. And the third Sunday in March, they can participate. I think it starts, at the traffic jam? Is that where?
Yeah, it starts at the traffic jam in Snug. It's usually right around 1 o'clock, and then it marches through. I don't know.
Marches right down to Hart. down to Tarpaza.
It ends up at the Masonic Temple.
The Masonic Temple, downcast to the Masonic Temple. Yeah,
there you go.
It's so neat because that area is being transformed anyway. It has completely transformed that area, isn't it?
And if you love people watching, what a great event for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because people get up in costumes.
Yeah, dress up.
Yeah, it's almost like Mardi Gras in some ways in terms of the way people dress up in the costumes. It's a ball. Let's talk a little bit about you as a folk teller, because that's kind of a new thing. It's, in other words, it's taking the history and some of the characters that have been part of the history of our area here for now 3 centuries or more, and weaving stories around them.
Yeah, that's what we're really excited about. A few years ago, Carl Winans, who's my business partner, we started Folkteller Publishing, and starting with the Nain Rouge, what we're doing is taking these regional folk tales and legends that either get lost or kind of get trapped within the region, and we're building a whole platform, a whole storytelling platform in books and film and graphic novels to get these regional stories from around the world and to share them with everyone.
Okay, and by the way, is there a place online that people can go? Let's tell them what the place is online that people can go in order to be able to find out more about the Nain Rouge and about what you're doing with your Folkteller Publishing.
Absolutely. You go to folktellerstories.com.
Okay.
And you can find everything right there.
All right. Any other projects you've got coming up?
Well, actually, there's a whole other book series that sets up this Folkteller universe that we're working on right now.
Ooh.
We're also getting into merchandising now. We've hired a marketing company.
Cool.
And we're working on some toy deals and fat heads and all lots of cool stuff to really
get your bobblehead
out to the world.
Get a Nain Rouge bobblehead. Now, that would be something to have on your desk in the office.
Don't be surprised.
Guaranteed to open some eyes. Joe, thanks so much for stopping by quickly and telling us about this newest addition to your publishing empire, and that is this Nain Rouge. It's, now I have it down here as Nain Rouge, The Crimson Three, novel. That's the name of it, right?
Yeah, and all 3 books will be there. It's on pre. You can pre-order it now through folktellerstories.com, and we're premiering it at the Monroe Comic Con on October 1st.
Oh, excellent! Shane, are you going to be involved then with the Comic Con?
Motor City Comic Con, always.
Right.
Always.
Right.
In fact, I did a lot of live show from there this past year.
Oh.
This year.
Oh.
Pwn Radio was doing right down the floor.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, Joe, thank you so much again for being with us. We'll make sure that people can go to internetadvisor.net. And then if you scroll down the page, you'll see Joe's smiling face, and then you'll see the rather grim and menacing face of the Nain Rouge, and you'll find out more about the folktellerstories.com and the things that Joe's developing there, and also find out more about how to get hold of this new novel. Joe, thanks again for being with us.
Thanks so much, guys.
All right, take care.
Take care, Joe.